The sound of Hurricane Dorian as it continues to pound the Bahamas. Dorian has weakened to a Category 4 hurricane, but is still a very powerful storm as it gets closer to the U.S. mainland. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Dorian is just hovering over the Bahamas. Cars are being tossed around. Roofs are shredded. The minister of the Bahamas says they're going to be bombarded by Dorian for another 10 to 12 hours. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is closely watching Dorian.
It has done what the model suggested it would do, and it is essentially stalled out.
DeSantis says Dorian is really stalled out.
It's moving about 1 mile per hour, and that was predicted to happen for most of today.
The governor and forecasters don't know yet where Dorian is going.
Our East Coast certainly is within the cone still.
Dorian is expected to stay close to shore in the U.S. and hammer the coast, possibly even reaching land. I'm Ed Donahue.
The trade war between the United States and China is heating up before the holiday shopping season. AP's Julie Walker reports.
That means Americans are facing potentially higher prices for some clothes, shoes, sporting goods, and other consumer items, says Phil Levy, chief economist at Flexport.
You have a new cost in the supply chain, and each company can deal with it differently. Apple can choose to swallow this, and it can cut into their earnings, or they can choose to pass it along.
President Trump says trade talks are still on for September.
We'll see what happens, but we can't allow China to rip us off anymore as a country.
The new 15% tariff applies to about $112 billion of Chinese imports. I'm Julie Walker.
For more on the trade war or any of today's top stories, please visit us at voanews.com. In Washington, this is VOA News. High school students in Hong Kong have added gas masks, goggles, and hard hats to their formal white uniforms as they participate in a strike on the first day back at school. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The young students want to show their commitment to the city's fiery anti-government protest movement. They have gathered in the hundreds at the Chinese University of Hong Kong and two public spaces in the city's central business district. The nearly 3 months of youth-dominated protests, calling for democracy and an independent inquiry into police conduct, will be tested as classes resume after the summer break in the semi-autonomous Chinese territory. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Iran says it will take a strong step away from the 2015 international nuclear deal if European countries do not take steps to help it bypass U.S. sanctions on its oil sales. Iranian officials have set a Friday deadline for instituting the latest pullback from the agreement that limited its nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. The United States has reached a draft framework agreement with the Taliban that will require American troops to vacate five military bases in Afghanistan within 135 days of the signing of the document. The disclosure came hours after U.S. chief negotiator Zalmay Khalilzad shared key details of the deal with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani. Britain is bracing for an explosive week of political battles, which could prove crucial in Britain's proposed exit from the European Union. Henry Ridgewell reports.
Hundreds of thousands of people took to the streets of towns and cities across Britain at the weekend to protest against the government's suspension of Parliament, set to take effect in just a week's time. The demonstrations come ahead of what's likely to be a decisive week for Brexit. On the one side, the government committed to leaving the European Union on October 31st, with or without a deal. It faces a showdown with opponents who believe a no-deal Brexit would be a disaster. From Buckingham Palace to the courts to Westminster, Britain's democracy is being tested to breaking point. The next 5 days will be crucial in deciding who will emerge victorious in this explosive Brexit battle. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
The Lebanon-Israeli border is mostly calm with UN peacekeepers patrolling the border today, a day after the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah fired a barrage of anti-tank missiles into Israel in response to an earlier attack, triggering Israeli artillery fire. No one was hurt in the shelling. For news on the go, please download the VOA mobile app. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
Best music today. The voice of America. VOA 1.